Hello, 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 beautiful, and welcome back to the Boss Lady Social with me, your host, Courtney Schoberg, and today we are part two of getting to know me, who I am, where I've been, and what's happened since I last showed up on here about 2 years ago. So let's get into it. So if you didn't already tune into last week's episode of part one of like why I disappeared and all that jazz, definitely go back and check out that episode. But today we're just going to kind of continue the conversation about who I am and, you know, what kept me going. So I talked a lot about in the last episode how I would literally lay in my bed at night and Google like how to sell my business. How many of you guys have ever done that? Like, I was so done. I was so burnt out. And I just didn't know, you know, what to do or how to keep going. COVID had hit. Depression had hit hard. My anxiety had flared. And I just was quite frankly done. And so, you know, I had to kind of dig deep within myself and figure out what I could do. Like, first of all, I had to make a choice, right? There comes a crossroads, I think, in, you know, not just business, but, you know, relationships and, you know, jobs, like all walks of life, where you have to make a choice of like, am I going to keep going? Am I going to, you know, quote unquote, give up? I say quote unquote, because sometimes giving up is the best choice. Sometimes things just run their course and it's time to be done and move on to something else. Or like, is it time to like, put in my all and keep going? And so I had a lot of heart to hearts with myself, with my partner, business partner, love of my life, everything partner, Joe. I took a lot of baths by candlelight. I prayed a lot to God and the universe. And I decided that I didn't want to give up. I had put so much, you guys, I'm a college dropout. Like, so if you don't know my story, I started as, my original job that I wanted was to be a chef. I wanted to own a restaurant. I'm a very good cook. But like after doing some research and learning, like running a restaurant is not for the faint of heart. Like if I thought this was depressing and hard, thank God I didn't have a restaurant during COVID, because that would have ruined me 100%. It would have ruined me. And like those who are in the restaurant industry and still going, like kudos to you, because that seems way too much for my mental health. So I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and my dad was an entrepreneur growing up. He owned his own construction company, and it was just like a little company, just him, and he hired, you know, guys to do jobs for him when he needed it, but he didn't advertise. Everything was very word of mouth, but he made very good money. And my mom started as a bagger at Safeway, a small, you know, not small, but a very well-known grocery store on the West Coast, and worked her way up to corporate. So I got to see corporate and entrepreneurship in the same household. And the one thing that I always saw was like, no matter how much quote unquote stability my mom had in her job, my dad was always happier. And I knew he had more freedom and he was happier. And my dad, if you ever meet him, we are so much alike. There are so many similar qualities that we have. I'm actually named after him. My middle name's Erica. My dad's name's Eric. Shout out to Swig, my guy. That's his nickname with all his buddies. And I just knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So like essentially because I was good at cooking and baking and I really enjoyed it, I wanted to be a restaurant owner. Then I realized, one, it's a shit ton of money to like open up a brick and mortar. And two, it's so stressful. You have to be on all the time. And I just couldn't do that with my anxiety. So one thing led to another. And I started delivering meals to people before they had like HelloFresh and all these things. I would make paleo healthy meals. I had 13 clients. I would make a menu. I would make them their meals. I would drive it to their house. And then really quickly, I was like, holy shit, this is hard. And I only had 13 clients and no help. It was just me. So that kind of formed into like, I turned it into a food blog called Food Court. And from my food blog, I got kind of bored because I realized like, I love cooking, but I have so many other gifts, skills, abilities, and talents. Like I'm an artsy person, right? I said in the last podcast, I'm a Pisces. I like art. I like, if you guys don't follow me on Instagram at Courtney Schoberg Home, I'm renovating my entire house by myself. My own two hands did my entire kitchen. I'm almost done with the bathroom. Well, one of the three bathrooms. And it's just me. That also comes from my dad. My dog's barking. So if you heard that was Posey. Shout out to Posey. Hey! Barky McSparky. I'm trying to do a podcast. Yes, that's what I call her when she barks. That kind of turned into a lifestyle blog because I wanted to talk about everything other than, I didn't want to just talk about food. And then, I got good at Instagram and one thing kind of led to another, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today. So it's been very natural. It's been very organic. And I wanted to keep going, right? I went through all of that. That's 10 years of my life leading up till now. To figure out where I'm at, and I don't want to give it up because I love what I do. I just needed to find a way to find the joy in it again. And a lot of what was sucking the life out of me wasn't even my business. It was the outside world, which was affecting my business, which affected everybody in their business because there's literally not a person on this planet who wasn't affected by COVID in some way, shape, or form, which is very interesting because a lot of times it'll just be the United States or just China or whatever. This is the entire, not just the United States, the entire world, right? I don't need to tell you that. You know that because you were affected by it, right? But I decided I wanted to keep going. And there was a few things that kept me going. One, my team. My team stuck by me through and through, through all the bullshit, through ghosting, through being silent for months at a time. Of course, I still paid them to do their jobs, but I was unavailable for anybody. I was unavailable even for myself. It was not good. And I really took the time for myself to really analyze what I wanted. I knew that if I was gonna rush things and overlook things and push past my, there's a time and a place to put your anxiety and fear aside and just do it. But then there's also this side that I don't think enough people talk about, which is actually listening to your body, right? What a concept. Let's actually listen to our bodies. Let's actually tune in to our mental health. And I think I got to this place of burnout and not feeling good because I kept ignoring that gut feeling telling me to slow down, telling me to reevaluate, telling me to go a different direction. And I started to develop this pattern of doing good, doing good, doing good, burning out, burning out, burning out. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about? You probably do. You've probably been through this. It's very common in the entrepreneurial space. And so instead of just rushing myself, overlooking these feelings, not taking the time, I decided to get to know my patterns, get deep into my body and my mind, and recognize these things so I could freaking stop it from happening. And so I set, some goals, some big goals. One which I'm super proud because in the last 2 years we've executed was building a brand new software. I wanted the hashtag files to be a SaaS company, which is software as a service. And I wanted to create some new courses and I wanted to just revamp things and try new things. And I'm super proud because our new website and software was $100,000 and we self-funded the entire thing, which is so cool. And a lot of things have shifted online. Even just since I've been gone, right? So since I've been gone, social media has shifted because now there's this thing. Have you heard of it? It's called TikTok. I always call it Tiki Talky. My sisters make fun of me because I'm like, oh, are you watching that Tiki Talky again? Tiki Talky is here, right? Reels, so much more short content, short form content. And with that, it helped my social, it helped my social media, but it helped my anxiety and my mental so much because it was a way for me to show up without a lot of energy. So I created this really cool course called Ready for Reels. And I relaunched my other course called Instagram Superstar. You can find out about both of those, the show notes down below. And I decided to do Evergreen. And Evergreen really saved my mental health. So if you're not like super familiar with Evergreen, Evergreen is basically, there's launching courses where it's a whole ass thing. And it's awesome and you can make a lot of money, but it's a lot of energy. And then there's Evergreen, where you can run courses in the background all the time and people can join all the time, and you create the content once and you sell it a million times, which is essentially what the Hashtag Files is: membership SaaS software, right? And that saved my mental health. And building the web app gave me a lot of sense of purpose, sense of direction. Yes, it was a lot of money. But it really, 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 really helped me. And then I bought a house. Yes, even in this crazy ass market and the crazy time of COVID, I was able to make enough money to buy my own house. As a self-employed person, that is one of the hardest things to do in the United States. I don't know what it's like in other countries, but in the US, it's really, really hard. Especially because Joe and I are both fully, you know, this is our career, both of us. We both don't have other jobs. This is 100% what we've been doing for 5 years. So we built an app, we bought a house. And one of the things that really, really helped me that I talked about in the last episode that I wanted to touch on was my meds. So I was scared to try meds for a really long time, and I tried every single freaking thing that you can think of. Like, if you think of it, if you DM me and said, like, did you try this? I will probably say yes, because for 15 years I tried. And I finally made the decision after talking to my doctor to try meds, and I made a commitment to do it for 4 weeks, because I would always like take a pill and then have a panic attack and then never take a pill again. So I was like, I'm going to do this for 4 weeks and I'm just going to see how I feel. Well, here I am 8 months later and I feel fantastic. Now, one of my expectations that I had to learn about medicine isn't going to make my anxiety go away forever. I had this unrealistic expectation that if I took medicine, I would never, ever, ever have a panic attack again. No, that's not how it works. They just severely reduced my panic attack. Panic attacks, frequency, and they've reduced like how severe. The biggest thing for me is I haven't really slept my entire life. I've been a horrible sleeper. I always just thought I was a bad sleeper. No, ever since I started taking this medicine 8 months ago, I can lay my head down on the pillow and I'm out like a light. And it is the most magical thing, because for someone who never slept most of her adult life, more than like 5 hours good sleep, now I'm getting like all the sleep that you could possibly want and need, and I feel so much different. The thing about meds, again, this is not medical advice. I just have to preface with that. This is just my experience. I had someone say something to me that really put the whole med thing into perspective. Like, if you have a life-threatening, life-altering disease, like, let's say diabetes, no matter how much you will your body and mind, you can't live without insulin, especially if it's type 1 diabetes, right? Type 2, maybe if you lose some weight, you could and get, you know, a healthier routine, you might be able to get yourself off of it. But type 1, like, it's just what it is. And I had someone say, what if you thought about your anxiety and your depression like that? What if you just thought about you were born with an imbalance and you just need a little bit of help? And I started really looking at it because I used to feel like it was defeating. Like, if I was going to go on medicine, I wasn't going to be good enough. And I was going to have to, quote, be on medicine my whole life. And I was going to just have all these issues and problems. And, you know, which is so funny, though, because when it comes to birth control or like all these other medicines, supplements, pills, people just pop them left and right and don't even think about it, right? It's even like when it comes to like buying a car or buying a house, like people are so scared to spend the money, but like, oh yeah, $100,000 loan to go to school, no problem. Like, when you think about it logically, it doesn't make sense, right? To take birth control, which can have side effects, and, you know, be against, and I'm not saying birth control is bad, you know, I've done all of it. But like, I'm saying it's similar. And having to change my mindset on meds was the hardest thing that I've ever done. But I also believe that it helped save my business because I actually feel good enough to show up now. And the one thing that I just kept telling myself throughout all the last 2 years of not, you know, being on this podcast was just keep going. Just keep going. This is what you want. This has been your dream. You know, I'm literally living the life that I prayed for so long. The things that I have in my life. I own a house. I'm recording this in my bedroom. I own it. Do you not even understand how many, you know, vision boards I made and I put a house on there? And I'm living my dream. And it's because I kept going, right? And so I guess I say all this to say, like, if you're struggling mentally, get some help. Maybe not medicine, but therapy. You know, talk to somebody, a professional, your doctor. And if you don't like your doctor and they make you feel uncomfortable, get another one, right? You deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel rested and healthy. And there is enough help in this world, whether it's natural or medicine, whatever route you decide, there's no wrong or right. I was on both teams, right? I was on team no meds, anti-meds. And now I'm like, girl, just take the damn meds because they will help. But I also understand that everybody's journey is different. And all I want to say, though, is like, if you're struggling, why not try something different, right? Like the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And that's kind of why I decided to start this podcast up again, because all the ways that I've been marketing for the last 2 years have been driving me insane. Like, I love what I do, but I want something different. And when I saw that this podcast had received almost 10,000 downloads after not ever marketing it, it made me realize, like, you know, just like I needed to try something different to fix my anxiety and my depression, not fix it, help it, aid it, make myself feel better, right? I had to try something different and I tried meds. And so now I'm bringing back this podcast because I want to keep going and I want to try something different. So I just want you to know that you're loved and you are supported. And if you ever want to talk to somebody who gets it about meds, like, feel free. My inbox is always open for you. And everybody in my community is really cool. Like, you guys can chat with each other. And just don't be afraid to talk about it and ask for help. Because you could be, you know, 6 months away from feeling the best you've ever felt. Because that's how I feel. So basically, that's kind of where I've been for the last 2 years. I want to talk about what's coming up in the next month. So in the month of May, we're going to be talking about Instagram. We're going to be talking about how I use Instagram to make money in 2022 and how I've used it to make over $1 million. We're going to also talk about in June about courses and memberships and Evergreen and how it saved my mental health and helped me make more money without having to exert more energy. And we're going to go deep. I'm going to tell you every single thing you need to do to make a course or a membership, all free on this podcast, just because I want to help people. I guess, you know, when I first started this podcast, I didn't have a lot of experience as far as like really running a business. I knew a lot of things, but now I'm 5 years in. I've learned a lot. I've made a lot. I've made mistakes. I've made really good decisions. I've made bad decisions. I've hired a team. I've fired a team. I've just learned so much. And I feel like I know that there's someone out there who is where I was 5 years ago. It could be you listening to this right now. No, it is you. One of you listening to this right now is where I was 5 years ago. You want to be your own boss. You want to make money. You want time freedom. You want money freedom. You want to live life by your terms. And I know that I have things that can help you get there. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm super excited. Next week, we're going to talk about the 7 parts of Instagram success, what you actually need to be successful on Instagram. So if that sounds like something you want to tune into, make sure to hit the subscribe button and leave us a review. 5 stars if you feel like it, but obviously I want you to be honest. If you're on Apple, leave us a review. And screenshot and tag me at Courtney Schoberg. I would love to see who's tuning in, where you're tuning in from, and get to know you. So thank you so much for being here and listening to me ramble on about where I've been for the last 2 years. And from here on out, we're going to do lots of learning and educating and just really give you some tangible skills, tools, tips to help you move forward in your business and make more money online. So thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you guys next week. All right, bye everyone.